The scripture is in Matthew, the 7th chapter, and starting at the 7th verse. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him? I'd like for you to bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for these verses. We thank you for the instructions, Lord, that we have to depend on you for our needs. And Heavenly Father, right now, we want to give thanks for this blessed Holy Sabbath that you've given to us to come together, to worship, to be of service to others. And Lord, to remember that it is you who made all that we see and all that we enjoy in this earth and in the heavens. And Heavenly Father, we remember this day as you set forth and as you remembered yourself and set the example for us. And Heavenly Father, bless these words that we speak, that they will be helpful to each one of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask and amen. And my text is in Philippians 4 and 13. My message to you today is grow your faith. Grow your faith. Ever important. How can we even have faith without recognition of the one in which we have faith, our Heavenly Father? And in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And in other translations, it says, I can do all things through Christ, or Yeshua, who strengthens me. You know, I love that verse because it gives recognition to the fact that there is one much greater than us that made everything that we see and know. And he gave us laws and commandments and statutes and ordinances for us to abide by. And he expects obedience. And I like it because it lets us know that we have confidence in him. That no matter what comes our way, no matter what the circumstances are, through him, we can do all things. There's not a thing that is ever presented to us in life that we cannot cope with and that we cannot handle with the help of the Lord. With our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. It has been said that today is the tomorrow that we worried about yesterday. And surely the Bible teaches us to not worry. As the song said, don't worry, be happy. But yet, in serving God, we know that we many times have things that comes to us that seems so much beyond us being able to handle. And so we often find ourselves maybe questioning ourselves and our faith. And might even to
the point, if we were realistic, we would say to ourselves, where is my faith? We want to speak today about growing your faith. And when you do that, by implication, you are becoming closer and closer to your Father God. It's impossible to grow your faith without growing closer and closer to God. It's impossible to do that without reading His Word more and more. I said before, the Bible teaches us, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. We need to prepare, however, for coming troubles. Because they're going to come. It's a fact of life. It's a part of life. Troubles are a part of life. And they're coming. And they're going to keep coming. Hopefully not too often, and hopefully not too overwhelming, but we need to prepare for coming troubles today. We must ask ourselves, however, can we ourselves be responsible for causing some of the problems and troubles that come our way? And of course, the answer is yes, we're to cause. We're partly the cause of some of the troubles and problems that we have in life. We make errors in judgment, and we're going to suffer the consequences of it. Errors in judgment. We make faulty choices sometimes, and we're going to suffer the consequences of that. However, we want to know and we want to learn how to prepare for coming troubles today. Don't worry about tomorrow. That's one of the things that will prevent some of your problems and troubles. Don't worry about what you don't know for sure is going to happen or is going to come about. Don't worry about tomorrow. You'll miss living today. All of the joy and the things that you would receive from your children or spouse or your parents or grandparents. If you're overwhelmed by worry about tomorrow and the things that it's going to bring, you'll miss living today. And tomorrow will bring what it brings. Deal with tomorrow, tomorrow. It has been said that it's too late to buy insurance after the house is burned down. That's for sure. Also, there's a saying that a farmer said to his boy, it is too late to close the gate after the cows are out and gone. Don't cry about spilt milk. I always remember that. When I have someone remind me too often about, well, if we had done this, we wouldn't have that. Or what if? Too late. It's in the past. Buy the fire insurance now. And then it'll be taken care of if the house burns down. Close the gate now. And then you won't have to worry about the cows getting out and running off. Live today. And each moment of the day, now. Growing your faith. Grow a faith that stays positive even in trying times or circumstances. Grow a faith that stays positive. Whatever good ever came out of being negative, of thinking negatively, a negative outcome, negative result. Nothing that I know of ever comes out good out of that. Stay positive, even in trying times or circumstances. Let's go to Philippians 4 and 19. And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. What needs will not be supplied if you have a need or a want? The scripture, the verse says, all of your needs will be supplied. If you're a child of God and you depend on God for your help, for your needs, all your needs, God will supply. Grow a faith that lets you know that God loves you and is with you even in your troubles. Just because you have troubles and problems and they come to you, don't get down on God. Don't blame God for life circumstances, because they come to all, both the just and the unjust, the good and the evil, are exposed to life, are exposed to problems and troubles and circumstances. So don't blame God for all of the bad that comes your way. Let's go to Romans 8 and 32. Romans 8 and 32. And let's see what happened concerning our Father God, Yahweh, and His loving and only begotten Son, Yeshua. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare His own Son, that's speaking of our Father God, Yahweh, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? That's how your Father God loves you today. He loves you more than you'll ever know, more than you would ever be able to understand. And if you are His and He is yours, He will give you what you ask freely. Did you know one thing? Our Father God didn't spare His own Son, His only begotten Son, His only child from a human standpoint. He didn't spare His only Son, but He gave Him up. He permitted Him to die on that cross, shed His blood for each one of us. And what would you think that would be expected of us? To remain true to Him. God will not necessarily shield you. God won't necessarily shield you because you're one of His children and He is yours and you are His. But He won't necessarily shield you from all of life's troubles. The Bible doesn't promise that. He will not necessarily remove you from the trouble you're in. If you're already in it, it won't necessarily take you out of it. You might have sometimes, with His help, live through it. But you know, even though He won't shield you from your troubles, And He won't necessarily take you out of the trouble that you're in, but He will be with you in your troubles and through your troubles. He'll be with you in your troubles, and He will stay with you through your troubles. Just as Daniel, remember Daniel and the lions? God was with him. He was with him in the lion's den, and He was with him until he was through the lion's den and out of the lion's den. And how about the three Hebrew children? God was with them as they went into the fiery furnace, and He was with them as they went out of it. They went in and they came out. God will not permit. We want to grow a faith in which it will let us know positively that God will not permit impossible burdens or impossible temptations or impossible circumstances in our lives. He won't permit overwhelming, impossible circumstances to be in our life. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. We serve a loving God, a gracious God. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape. Also, so that you will be able to endure it. Isn't that a wonderful verse? God will provide a way of escape. There will be no temptation or situation which will be so impossible or overwhelming that you will not be able to deal with it with His help. God will provide a way of escape. You will be able to endure it. Complete immunity from the troubles and the problems and the afflictions that may come to us in life. Complete immunity is not promised. But God's enduring and ever presence with you, in Him and through Him, is promised. You can rely on God. Again, God is not the problem of what the troubles and circumstances is that's going on in your life. God is a good God. He's gracious. He's loving. And the Bible lets us know He truly cares for us. We are His children. We are the sheep of His pasture. He is the loving shepherd. God is not our enemy. He doesn't target us with our problems. He wants good for us. Do you believe that? So much of the Bible is full of promises that if His children, if the children of Israel, if the Jews, if the 12 tribes of Israel, if they would have just trusted Him and put their complete faith in Him, each and every day of their life, so great a people and a nation they would be, because He promised them everything. And I know He would have given them everything. They would have been an overwhelming nation of blessings and prosperity and strength today if they had just stayed faithful to Him and obeyed His commandments and continued on. But we know they didn't do that. But we can do that. You can do that as an individual. It is personal. It is between you and God. God will respond. He will respond to you with those same promises and blessings that He offered the children of Israel of old. He wants good for us. He wants to give us blessings, not curses. He wants us to prosper, to give us prosperity, not poverty. He wants to provide us with abundance, not that we be in want or need. We need to grow a faith. Ever each day, each moment of each day, have a growing faith. With all of the assurances, trusting in God that what He has promised, that will He do. Grow a faith that believes that God is at work for your good in all things that happens in your life. Grow a faith that knows that God is at work in your life to affect those things that would lead to good for you. Let's go to Romans 8 and 28. Romans 8 and 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Isn't that a wonderful verse? We know that God causes all things to work out for good to everybody. It doesn't say that. To those who love God. To those that the Holy Spirit of God has tugged at their hearts to bring them into the family of God, and they have responded. Responded to the tug of the Holy Spirit to come to God. And we say, yes, You are God, and God is yours. God causes all things to work together for good to those that love God. Now, some people read these kind of verses, and they read things in there that is not quite right. It's not to be understood that everything happens is for the best. Have you ever heard that? Everything that happens to you is for the best. Well, we know that that's not true, because things happen that are disastrous. And they're sometimes not the best. They're just a part of life. Everything that happens is not always for the best. When Hitler came and did what he did, that was not for the best for everybody. Also, there's a saying, whatever happens is God's will. There's a lot of evil that goes on in this world, and we cannot say that everything that happens is God's will. Things are going to come against us that people will bring on to us But it's not necessarily God's will, because some of those things are evil, are not for our best. But God will work in everything. God will work in everything that does happen, even in disasters, to bring every possible good to His children, to His child. God will work in everything to bring every possible good that He can to His child, to His children. It has jokingly been said, if life hands you a lemon, then make lemonade. The Apostle Paul adds, if life brings you a lemon, then God will be there to help you to make the very best lemonade that can be made. God will be there. Even though things in life comes to us that we would have rather it not. We need to grow a faith that gives the assurance that God's greater plan is at work. Grow a faith that gives us assurance that God's greater plan is at work. And His greater plan will be accomplished. You know, the Apostle Paul, even though he was a great man of God, and even though he wrote the majority of the New Testament, there was things in Paul's life that was overwhelming to him, that he couldn't do anything about, very little about, except pray and trust God, just like us. But there was things in Paul's life. There was a thorn in the flesh that he prayed about with all his heart at least 3 different times, that God would remove, take away this thorn in his flesh. But it was to no avail. God did not take away Paul's thorn in the flesh. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Do you see a little bit of the implication why perhaps God did not take away the thorn in Paul's flesh? Maybe he would have got caught up too much in himself, thought that he was so much smarter than everyone else, which he seems to have been. Only God did not remove that thorn in the flesh, because perhaps he would have got carried away, thought of himself too highly. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. There obviously was a greater purpose. God had a greater purpose in Paul's life that evidently he decided it wasn't needful to remove that reminder to Paul, that thorn in his flesh. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Paul had a weakness through this thorn in the flesh, but yet through it and because of it, he had the power of God working in his life. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Isn't that something? An unknown poet has wrote this. Don't talk about your troubles and tell them o'er and o'er. The world will think you like them and proceed to give you more. We need to think about that. We need to face our troubles and tragedies as a child of God and with God and holding on to God's hand as we go through life, ever having Him near, just a split instant away from our communing with Him and letting us know that we still have our faith and trust in Him and are looking to Him for our help and for our deliverance. We need to grow a greater faith. If you would stand with me, and let's give each other a blessing from God. Let's go to Numbers. And this is Numbers 6:24. I've sort of lost my sheet. But let's say this together in our God's blessing to us and to each other. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face on you and give you peace. So wonderful.